I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Over the last few weeks, we've reported house church pastors being arrested in China, churches there being closed, and more. This oppression isn't keeping pastors from expanding their work. WorldServe Ministries' Ken Leggett says Chinese pastors want to reach the unreached, and WorldServe is helping with that.
And what we're doing is taking the one-way ticket into a new community to establish a church plant and to spread the gospel in an unchurched or unreached area within the country. Going to an area of maybe ethnic minorities within the country who have yet to hear the gospel.
They've established an Adopt-a-Pastor program to help. Meanwhile, Southern Baptists may have to cut their missions force by as many as 600 missionaries. International Mission Board says the cutbacks will not remove missionaries from the field, but may not send as many in 2010. Those involved in the 2 to 3 year master's program will have to provide some of their own support. Other missionaries will retire. IMB mourns the fact that the harvest is still plentiful and the workers will now be fewer. Prayer is needed. And salvation is coming to the United States. This fall, the Belarusian band, whose name translates into salvation, is celebrating 2 decades of ministry through a 2.5-month tour in the U.S. While visiting Greater Europe Mission, they talked about the challenges that lie ahead for ministry. New band member Mike Kobe says, though the laws grow more strict, their ministry is still meeting needs.
Right now, they've just seen that there's a hunger in the young people for something meaningful, and music is a great way to speak about deeper things.
Ultimately, the band wants to share the hope of Christ with broken people. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the free book, Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can learn more about the book or request your copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.